Everybody's bad. Talking about you bad.
We'll be right back. pretend. In her hand was a bottle of wine, and in the other a glass. Good God. She poured some of that wine from the bottle into the glass, and she raised it to her lips, and just before she drank it, she said,
we'll be right back. Just like all other major cities have that particular problem. You know, as I walk down through our city streets and our ghetto areas, I see so many things going wrong. I see brothers and sisters fighting among one another. And I see people working all their lives to gain things and come home one day and find their home suddenly emptied of its furniture because some brother had ripped them off. Oh, that's so sad, y'all. Not only that, I can see dope running rampant in our neighborhood. And one thing I saw one day I want to tell you about. I saw a fella running down the street with a sign on his back spreading hate. And everybody know that hate is no good. And in your city, if you should see, happen to see such thing, I want you to call him. If you don't know his name, I want you to call him like this. Oh. If that's hatred in your heart,
give it up.
Oh, if it's got you blinded to the need of your brother,
give it up.
Oh, it ain't no good. Now to you folks who've got a drug problem, this verse is for you. Oh yeah, listen. If you're strung out on drugs, you're living in a world of make-believe. Come on,
give it up.
Because life is a challenge, not a thing of make-believe.
Give it up, give it up, yo. Give it up, give it up.
Listen, when the monk is on your back, that's when you learn to hold back. Oh, say the words that give it up, give it up.
I know what you're talking about. There was a time when man did live in caves, as we all know. These people were known as cavemen, Neanderthal men, or troglodytes.
What we're going to do right here is go back, way back, back into time, when the only people that existed were troglodytes, cavemen, cave women. Neanderthal, troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home, listening to his stereo. Sometimes he'd get up, try to do his thing. He'd begin to move. Something like this.
brothers, can we still do it?
Yeah!
How can we do it?
Do it today!
How can we do it?
Do it today!
Right now!
Mosoma. Thank you. right. Slabs O-Funk from 1972 today here on Montreal Sound Dark till 5 p.m. Coming up soon. So let me go back what we've listened to from that great year. It's kind of funny. It's, you know, it occurred to me earlier in the summer. At this point, 50th anniversary of every year brings you, you know, treasures from the 70s. 71 was pretty good. 72, of course, everyone was like, oh, well, of course, you know, Carole King, David Bowie, all kinds of, you know, there's the Stones, but there's so much totally obscure unknown music from 72, and actually some very well-known funk and soul and R&B, which we did play some of the better-known tracks, like The Ghetto by Donny Hathaway. Had the Sons of Truth in there, the couple tracks from their Message from the Ghetto album from 72, A Son of the Dream was one of them. We had Bernard Purdy, incredible drummer, played on so many of those great albums of the 60s and 70s, and from his solo Soul Is album, we heard his medley of What's Going On and Sunshine, Ain't No Sunshine. Jimmy Castor Bunch was getting into the swing of things with a series of rather comedic, funky dance records in the 70s. Troglodyte was his first big hit of that type. We also heard the song Bad. Isley Brothers, their cover of Spill the Wine. And one of the big important songs of 72 was Soul Makossa by Manu Dibango, which is credited in 72 with inspiring, in particular, that Florida and Philly soul that's developed into what we now know as disco, George McRae, Gwen McRae, Rock the Boat, all that kind of stuff. It started with Soul Makossa hitting the dance floors in a big way and influencing a lot of people. And of course, Manu ended up suing Michael Jackson for stealing the first part of the song there a little later on in the 80s. There you go, JB's in there as well. And New Bell, also by Manu Dibango. And had a little bit of a detour to Ethiopia there, Mahmoud Ahmed, a classic singer. I'm going to end up, though, on today's show. I'll get back to more Montreal music in some way next week. Perhaps we'll dip back into the 80s. It's like, what, 30, 40 years since 82? Holy moly. Anyway, maybe that's where we'll go next time. But for now, I'll leave you with one of the biggest hit albums of 72 was Shaft, and Isaac Hayes laying on the sauce on his double LP. This is 1970s decadence in all its splendor here. Do your thing, everyone. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch you next week on Montreal Sound Dark and CQT 90.3 FM. Louis Aristelli signing off.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
The death of Her Majesty the Queen is a huge shock to the nation and to the world. Queen Elizabeth II was the rock on which modern Britain was built.
Queen Elizabeth II has died at the age of 96, 70 years after she took the throne. We'll look at her life and legacy of Britain's longest-serving monarch with British journalist Ash Sharkar, Harvard professor Maya Jasanoff, who just wrote a piece in the New York Times headlined, "Mourn the Queen, Not Her Empire," and University of Cambridge professor Priya Gopal, author of Insurgent Empire, Anti-Colonial Resistance and British Descent.
The passing of Queen Elizabeth II is a solemn moment. As we mark this historic occasion, the time may have come to reflect on the institution that she was part of, the British monarchy, and the enormous wealth